Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am sharing just a little short intro here to precede the official intro for the episode, just to let you know that this episode was part of the series of the Heartwork podcast, which was a dabble for me in my manifesting generator style, which I tried out for a little bit of time in 2021. And I realized very soon, once I had sort of delved into this podcast, that actually I was really feeling called to rekindle and reconnect to Unraveling, which has been my podcast for several years, and that the work of Unraveling is not done. So I just wanted to let you know that the following episode is branded as the Heartwork podcast, but it is now coming under Unraveling. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, lovely soul. Welcome to the Heartwork podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you. As we enter into a new paradigm timeline in our evolution as human beings on this planet, the Heartwork podcast has been created to support and share wisdom from the changemakers who are devoting their lifetime to holding others through this process. This is a podcast for curious souls who are here to tune in to a different frequency of what it looks like, and most importantly, what it feels like to run a soul and heart-centered business in the modern age. Enriched with information, divine downloads, and soul wisdom to support and guide you on your path, the Heartwork podcast is a space where you can listen and receive activations from the words that are shared and tune into a more aligned, authentic, and expansive way of running a business. It is time to leave behind the outdated ways of marketing, pushing and forcing our way to society's old definitions of success, and lean into experimenting and exploring a new way to bring our heart's work to life using human-centered approaches and an alchemy of heart, soul, and sacred strategy to work in a way that feels nourishing, exciting, and fulfilling on a deep and meaningful level. You can expect to receive learnings and wisdom I have learned on my own journey in business, as well as listen to conversations with others who are walking this path alongside us. This is our time, Heartworkers. This is our time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Heartwork podcast. It's so nice to be back recording. I thought I would be recording a little sooner than this, having just taken almost another month off of social media. But this month has kind of been a real month of spaciousness and looking at other areas, and also, we have had some building work going on next door, and it just hasn't been the right time to record a podcast. So I just go with that and trust in divine timing, and I'm finally getting some space just to land. And I guess as we're coming to the end of the year, I really wanted to share some reflections around what this year has been about for me, and in the hope that also this might resonate with you as well. And the biggest thing that this year has really taught me is about not being afraid to experiment in my heart work, in my business, in my soul's work. And this year, I don't know about you guys, but I always have this like word of the year, and the word of the year for this year, for 2021, was expansion. And I guess at the beginning of the year, I felt like this was going to be like this big, vast, like outward appearing expansion. I suppose it, to me in my head, I was like, oh, you know, it's going to be about like bigness and vastness and growth. And it has been that in so many ways, but it's not been an external expansion. It's been an internal expansion that then the ripples are that slowly, slowly is showing itself on the outside. And I suppose that the reason I want to talk about this is because it has only been through experimentation and giving myself permission finally to truly experiment in my business and not be afraid of changing things that this has happened. And I suppose I just wanted to talk through like how that's landed in me, what that's looked like, and just share very honestly. For me, I honor the fact that I'm very, very transparent in the way I speak about things and the way I do things. And for so long, I found it that I naturally wanted to be so honest and real and messy, but I had quite a lot of fear around like what people would think about that, and would people not see me as professional or want to work with me because I was showing up in this messiness. And really, I'm really, really embracing the fact that I am here to be messy, to share that mess, but also to show that we can be both messy and magical and chaotic and confident, and we can be in a complete, you know, there can be such honesty and such truth in our emotions, and we can still be showing up and in a really powerful way in our work. We can still be creating beautifully. We can still be transmitting a really beautiful energy, but we can be processing, and we can be integrating, and we can be all of these things wrapped together. And sometimes we do need to just shrink away and hibernate and retreat and just really let everything land in ourselves. But also, I think for the majority of the time, we can be multiple different versions and show up in all these different ways and still be absolutely worthy of expressing ourselves and of being in that creative space and of putting our offerings out into the world. And it's taken me a long time to really accept that in me. And anyway, you know, my these episodes are always quite rambly, quite going off in tangents, and I have no script, I have no plan. I just really felt called to come here and share and talk about this idea of just giving ourselves permission to experiment in our work. And this all began for me at the beginning of the year when I had very clear thoughts about what my year was going to look like. I had signed up to various trainings. I had signed up to various mentorships. I had signed up to all these things because I thought I was going in one direction. And it got to early, like the end of the winter coming into spring, and I was literally floored with anxiety, to the point like probably worse than I've ever had it in some ways. Like it was literally like it completely stopped me for the first time. I've always been very high functioning with my anxiety, and I've always managed to keep going and doing all the things I needed to do whilst kind of like juggling along the kind of hiding, I suppose, the anxiety and the panic and the overwhelm. But this time I couldn't do that, and it was a gift. It was horrific at the time. I'm not ever going to pretend that being in that space is pleasant. It's not. But it caused me to completely stop and to completely strip away everything in my work, and it was really quite terrifying. But I had been experimenting, or I'd been learning more about human design at the same time as this happened. And I, you know, on reflection, it's not a coincidence, because I can see now that this was really like trying to help me shift into my natural soul way of being, the way that I'm supposed to be on this earth. But my human self was fighting with every bit of might that it had. So when I discovered human design a while ago, I I discovered I was a manifesting generator, and a manifesting generator is really here to follow what lights them up, but also they have this incredible ability to be very time efficient. And the way I describe it is like time isn't really linear in a manifesting generator's world. And this is my take on it. There are so many different approaches to this, but my take on this is that time, I've always been one of those people where time doesn't really, like, things can take me a lot less time than they take other people. And sometimes that's led me to feel really frustrated because I couldn't understand why, you know, things weren't working at my pace or things weren't happening at my pace. But my parents will always advocate this for me. If I want something, if I desire something, I will make it happen very quickly. And that to me is like one of the real true essences of manifesting generator. And I really fell away from honoring that in myself. And I felt this, I don't know, I felt that this, there was this pressure in me to be a certain way and to show up in my business in a certain way. And I've done a lot of trainings. I have done health coaching training. I have done yoga teacher training, meditation teacher training. I trained to be a sex, love and relationship coach. I've done so many things, and I was clinging on to every single one of those because I was like, but I did that training and I have to use it in my work. I have to keep following those paths. But actually the truth of it was those were there for a reason and they were there for me at the time, and then things shifted. And whilst those things will always be a part of me and a part of my work in some ways, they're not the main reason for, they're not the thing that lights me up anymore. And it was like a death of me in actually really allowing that to fall away. And that was at the beginning of this year, and I had to literally cancel trainings I'd done, I was booked onto mentorships that I was already had started. Like, I just had to completely surrender it all and get quiet. And I promised myself, I gave myself a month off of social media, and in that month I gave myself this month to experiment with my human design, with honoring my natural energy and truly following the things that lit me up. So the things that came into my energy field that gave me that spark of excitement. And I just said to myself, I'm going to give myself this month just to experiment. I have got nothing to lose. I've stripped away everything else. I wasn't thriving financially. I didn't have anything to lose really in that moment. So I just gave myself permission to experiment. And I just followed little things. I followed things that came into my energy field that excited me. So I just opened myself up to seeing what occurred. So whether that was finding some inspiration and let myself go down the rabbit hole. Human design was a big part of this. I decided to study and do my level one reader training, because for me, I'm one of those people that really, truly, truly embodies something when I teach it and when I share it. So I did that, and I followed that, and I also started playing around a little bit more on websites, and people were coming to me naturally and asking me for support. And I was like, okay, why don't I just, you know, turn this into something? And so I did. And I just put a page up on my website about website offerings. I've played around and created websites for other people as well over the last few years. And I just found like this was flowing in really easily to me, and I got such joy and such excitement about it and bringing these things to life. They just really, really brought me to life. So I decided to follow that and keep following that. And as I did this, it grew, and it grew quickly, quicker than I could have imagined. And if you had asked me at the beginning of the year, you know, where my business would be, at the end of 2021. There is never in a million years that I would have said I would be offering website and branding and creative services to incredible, soulful, sacred businesses. It just wouldn't have been on my radar to do yet. Now, when I look back, it just feels so right. So if I hadn't given myself permission at that very beginning to experiment, I genuinely don't think I would have been where I am right now. And this has continued on for throughout the year, this giving myself permission to experiment. I have experimented with so many different things, and I wanted to share today things that haven't gone in a way that, you know, the outside world might class as success. They haven't worked in some ways, but actually in doing that, I've learned things. And I wanted to share particularly my latest experiment, I suppose, in a really truthful way, because I think there's not enough shared about when things don't go to, in quotes, plan, or don't look the way that you expect them to do. Because actually, in my experience over the years, 9 times out of 10, they don't. They don't look like the things, they don't look like what maybe we expect them to. And they also, you know, those are the things that I haven't shared before. I don't share lots about around all the things that haven't worked in my business. I tend to focus on the things that have worked, and that's just a natural thing. But I actually really wanted to spend some time talking about the way, what I've been experimenting with in this last month or so, and what it's taught me. So I decided once again to take a month off of social media. So for the month of November, I haven't been on social media. And the reason I do this, and I will now have this as a regular practice in my business, even if it's not for a whole month, but having these kind of almost, I guess, like resets, is because I find there's so much noise on Instagram particularly. And I love Instagram, but when I get to the point, I love it for a connection, I love it for inspiration, I love it for sharing beauty and sharing things that really spark something in me. But when I find myself feeling a bit overwhelmed or a bit disconnected, or using Instagram as a distraction or a numbing tool, then that's my signal to step back, to take some time away from it, and to kind of clear away all that noise, to just come back to me, come back to what I want to create, what is coming through for me. Because I find that it almost like, it kind of puts like a muddy filter on things sometimes that stops you from receiving your true transmission. So what I mean by that is, like, you can get really swept up in what other people are creating or the way other people are doing their business. And I think it sometimes clouds your own ways of doing things. And we all have our own ways of doing things. Like, we are not machines that follow cookie cutter, like, templates of this is how you do this. Like, that isn't how we work. And I think it's really important to take that time away just to come back to yourself, come back to your heart, come back to your soul, come back to what you're here to do. So I took this time off in November, and a big part of this was I was sharing more in the Heartwork community, which is on Mighty Networks. And I was sharing more, we were sharing more community circles, we did some co-working, we had a beautiful guest workshop from Jordan Lang on podcasting, that's because she's the podcast doula, but on Pinterest, and she shared some really beautiful information on that. And I really wanted to show that my business could thrive away from Instagram. And in so many ways it does, and it did. But I decided to challenge myself with launching something away from social media. And this this is one of the things around like the experiment is like, I am learning each time I do something, I'm learning to come into deeper and deeper integrity with my heart work. So that is really making sure that everything I put out there has pure intention behind it, not coming from fear, not coming from a place of should, not coming from a place where, which isn't completely like a, yeah, this like beautiful creative transmission. I am so dedicated to doing that. However, I noticed as we came to the end of the year, I had this download, this idea for a journaling devotional, a 21-day journaling devotional. And it kind of dropped into my energy field and I was like, that would be so beautiful. I would really love to do that. And then I started to overthink it, overanalyze it, like work out, thinking about pricing, thinking about all of these different things that were wrapped up in it. And I was like, I'm going to run it from the 1st to the 21st of December and I'm going to launch it not on social media. I'm going to try and do this differently. I really want to prove that I don't need Instagram to launch something. And when I started sharing about it, I had a wait list and I put it out there. I was very transparent with the pricing and with what it was. And I kept it, I really didn't want to have any form of like sales marketing wrapped up in it. I wanted to do this in like just completely gentle, so no incentives necessarily, like no incentives to buy quickly, no discounts, no early bird offerings, like a long opening launch period, because I felt like that was what I needed. And what actually happened is I got to about 2 weeks out from it and nobody had signed up. I got to about 10 days out and nobody had signed up. And I had shared it on my newsletter, I'd shared it to the waitlist, and it wasn't, something was not quite working. And I was feeling more and more anxious about it. And my nervous system was going into more and more, like I was feeling overwhelmed. I just could feel this sense of anxiety just running through me all the time. And I realized, I suddenly was like, I need to pause it. I need to not run this now. It's that, like, it's got too, there's too much stuff wrapped up in it now. It's got too much anxiety attached to it. I need to pause and reset and think about doing this in another way. So I stopped. I took it off the website, and I sat with what I had learned through that process and a few things. One was that I feel like it's this time of year, I had felt like I needed to put something creative out there. I needed to do something other than the website and the branding that I've been doing and the design work. I was like, I need to hold space. I need to put something creative out there. And I think that some of the drive to put it out there in December was like, I need to do this before the end of the year. And I noticed, I was like, that's interesting. Like there's this energy of, I've got, you know, time's running out. It's the end of the year. I need to put something out there. And so I wasn't trusting in divine timing. I wasn't trusting in, you know, what felt right for me. Because actually December's a really tricky month to launch anything. And it actually was going to be putting more pressure on me because I have other projects I need to do. I have a shorter month. I have not got as much childcare. And it was just feeling like I was doing it because I had to do it. So that was the first thing I learned from that. The second thing I learned was this idea of having like this big, gentle, slow, soft launch process. I'm really feeling like I have to experiment with launches because I have a big fear around launches, because in the past they have felt so overwhelming and so anxiety inducing. And I thought by doing it this slow, gentle way, it wouldn't feel like that, but it actually still did. And what I think I am accepting is that actually when we put something out there that is really means something to us, there is such an element of vulnerability in it. And I think we need to acknowledge that, and I think we need to prepare ourselves for that. But actually for me, I realize I don't do well with the huge amount of uncertainty around, is someone going to sign up? I need to have a shorter time window, and actually I need to have that knowing that people are devoting themselves to it, in order for me to feel able to fully show up and keep in that pure, loving, intentional energy. So in future, I'm going to play around and experiment with a very short launch window, maybe even like 3 to 5 days, because I need to, and I need to be very strategic with that time, and I need to also really honor and soothe my nervous system in that time as well. So I need to factor that into my launches. And that just, it's just really important information that I have learned through experimenting in this way. And it's also helped me realize that, like, I've definitely been like, my relationship with Instagram has been tricky, because I was kind of feeling like I really wanted to prove that my business didn't need Instagram. But actually I feel like when we come to it with, again, with that pure energy of, I have something and I really I really genuinely want to share this with others, and not from a place of, I need them to love this to make me feel like I'm a valued person, but in that, like, I genuinely know that this is going to be a beautiful experience and I really want to share it with those who are called to it. Actually, having that intention changes the way we show up on social media when we're sharing it, because it is a beautiful, sacred transmission of our energy and our heart, versus when we are like, okay, I have to share on Instagram because this is what, like, the launch strategy says. Like, there is such a different way of looking at things in that way. And I think it's really, I would only have seen that had I done it in this way. So yeah, that's a very kind of rambly way of just of sharing what's been coming up for me and around this particular launch, and sharing that it's okay for things to not go in a way that we want them to go in. And it's really about knowing ourselves and knowing what is right for us. And actually, like, I think when we come to something with a really pure energy of, you know, like, knowing that actually in order for me to show up in a certain way, in my best self, to serve and to support others, I need to have these things in place. And that might be, I need to know that I have a certain amount of people in this offering, or I need to know that I have like a cutoff date where, you know, that's way before it even begins perhaps. So I think it's really important to really look at that and honor that in our processing. So yeah, that's what I've been experimenting with in the last month or so. And a few other things that I've experimented with this year, just for, I guess, just for sharing, is like, I've offered 2 different membership options, and I have closed 2 different membership options. I have tried different ways of launching things. I've tried different packages. I've tried different pricing structures. I have tried different ways of communication, and all has taught me something. The memberships particularly, like, I feel like sometimes we get very swept up in what other people are doing. And for some people, a membership or a subscription based offering is absolutely like perfect for them. For me, every time I had a membership running, I adored the interaction I had with the people in it, but the idea of holding this container open the whole time and also marketing it constantly, it did not feel good in my body. It did not feel good in my nervous system. I did not enjoy it in the actual container itself. So I looked at different ways. I've ran different workshops. I've tried it in different ways. I've tried different pricing things. I have really, truly dabbled in so many different ways. And I would say a fraction of those things have actually worked, in inverted commas. The others have just been lessons. And I just think I'm so glad that I had the courage to try things, to risk making mistakes, to experiment with different ways of doing things, because it's taught me so much. And now I feel like I can move into the next year or the next season, because actually I tend to enjoy looking at my heartwork in seasons now rather than like a whole year at a time. I can look at this and I can really feel like, what did I learn? What can I use from the information that I have received through these experiments and through trialing different things? And how can I integrate that now? And how can I learn and move forward and move into the next phase? And that is, it feels really good, because it's knowledge based on my own way of doing things, not knowledge based on someone else telling me how I should do things or how I should run my business. And I can only expect that there will be more experimentation and more lessons and more ways of doing new things as things evolve. And I'm here for that. So that was a very rambly way of me suggesting and giving you permission, if you need it, not that you do, but if you feel like you need it, giving you permission to experiment and explore and play and weave all these different things into your business and not be afraid of pivoting and changing them, of looking at different structures and different containers and trying your, like, experimenting your way through. Especially if you're new in business, you won't know unless you experiment. And sometimes it causes us, if we don't know with absolute certainty that something's going to work, we don't do anything and we stay in that freeze mode. And that's not putting your heart work out to the world. And I promise you, the world needs your heart work. I can absolutely 100% guarantee, if there is something on your heart that needs to be expressed, we need it. And so please don't be afraid of playing and exploring and being curious with different ways, because it's how we learn. It is how we learn. And it's how we can support ourselves and others in the best possible way. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there today. Maybe this will be the last one of the year. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see what, we've still got a month left at the time of recording. This is the 30th of November. And so we've still got a month left of 2021. So I'm sure there's still many things that we can learn from. And if you're listening to this later, then all of this still applies wherever, whenever, whatever time you are in. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the next season and what it might bring and what lessons we can learn. So if this lands with you, then please let me know. I love to hear from you. I love knowing that people have listened and have maybe just taken one little thing from it. And feel free to share it. Feel free to come and join our free Mighty Networks community, the Heartwork community. The links will be in the show notes for this episode. And you can always email me or come and check me out on Instagram at the Heartwork Studio, which is where I will be sharing most of myself now. My old account, I have decided, is going to be more of a personal account, more about motherhood, more just about, you know, anything I want to share. But the Heartwork Studio Instagram is where I will be sharing more about sacred business and this journey that we are on together. So until next time, I wish you a lot of nourishment, of gentleness, and I hope that you take so much joy and pleasure out of your heart work, and I hope you really, really know that your medicine in this world is needed. I'm sending you so much love. Thank you for listening.